Okay, mobile. That LK mobile.
Your T online, or you buy it somewhere?
Ingles has it now. I don't think anybody, any of the other grocery stores do. We used to get it from World Market. The reason I drink it, it's a common tea over in England. It's what, when I went over there, that's what everybody, all my relatives drink, and it's pretty tasty tea. It's just a straight black tea, so none of that potpourri type tea. No wildflowers or anything in that. It's just straight black tea. PG tips. Papa Golf tips.
Papa Golf. And then it's Tango India Papa.
Plural. Tips. T-I-P-S. So PG tips.
I have to look for it. She might like you.
You know, an English breakfast tea or something like that, it's very similar to that.
I don't know, she found this, it's in those K-cups for the curry, but it's like an orange something tea, but it's decaffeinated, because, man, if she drinks anything caffeinated after about 4 in the afternoon, she just can't sleep.
Decaffeinated PG tips. I know World Market carries it. But if you order it, you can find it online on Amazon, but be careful, because I bought some off of Amazon and it said it was in a new biodegradable bag, and I don't know what they did, but the taste was awful. In fact, I looked at the reviews and everybody was saying, this is not the same, something's different. And it was definitely different. I had to throw them away. There was something, it almost had a metallic taste to it. So you see something with biodegradable bags, don't get that.
I'll have to keep that in mind. I just know we were just looking. It's like, man, I just struggled to find any place that, you know, sold loose tea or different varieties.
A tea company, and I've seen a few of their packages in stores. I think it's called World of Tea, maybe. I could be wrong on that, but they sell all kinds of varieties. You get loose leaf and little canisters and things like that, and all kinds of flavors.
Roger that. I'll have to check it out.
I just like straight black tea, though. My wife's got several different kinds. And she'll drink a decaffeinated tea. It doesn't seem to bother me. I don't really care. I can drink a cup of tea and go to bed. So, but she's got chai teas, and she likes to buy the organic stuff. They got all that at Ingles and Whole Foods and things like that too.
She likes those, and I can drink a half a gallon of sweet tea and go right to bed.
Drinking sweet tea. I still get it. If we go to a restaurant, I'll get it like a half and half now because it's so sweet. But when I'm home, I drink either water or hot tea. So, and the older I get, the more hot tea I seem to be drinking.
That one. Yeah, I drink water all day here at work. So, so when I get home, I drink something different.
Not for lunch. When I'm working days, I just take water with me. So I'm drinking water all day. When I stop for lunch, I'll get a glass of tea. I can't do soda anymore. I just don't care for it.
A couple of months, maybe. You know what I mean? Just depends on if we hit a fast food restaurant or if we're traveling or something.
They've lived well into their late 90s and some of them even to their hundreds. My grandparents and uncles and aunts, I mean, they were 104, 102, 98, and they drink a lot of tea, so I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but I'm going to try.
News, right?
Hopefully, I'm going to enjoy it, so there we go.
I hear you. I used to work with a guy who said you can die happy or healthy. Your choice.
I used to think that, but I think you can live healthy and be happy too. There's a lot of good healthy foods out there, especially if you grow some of your own stuff.
They trying to limit how much you can grow yourself now with all this fertilizer and all these other regulations.
Just want to control everybody, and I just don't understand that. But I guess it's always been that way, and that's all. People need to stand up and fight against it, and it usually ends up. But no, the healthy stuff that they, the quote healthy stuff they put in the stores, that's the stuff that's not good. Most of that's probably worse for you than just eating regular. So that's my opinion anyway.
You said your wife worked at Cracker Barrel, right?
Yep. She won't eat the food there, but she works there.
All the things that we really like there. But you said she doesn't work weekends?
She works 3 days during the week.
At the restaurant in town where you never had to work weekends?
When she first started, she did, but she's, you know, they have a lot of kids, a lot of high schoolers and a lot of college-age kids that work on the weekends. And they have a lot of employees that they're constantly having to look after. And so there's her and a couple other ladies that are, you know, mature enough and have the work ethic where they can pretty much get what they want. So she tells them she doesn't want to work weekends, and they say, okay. Thanksgiving, even though she could probably get away with not, they say they want everybody working there on Thanksgiving Day, but she's gotten out of it a couple times.
That one a few times. Usually we're at the one up there on Woodruff Road, and I hate it, but I forgot what your wife's name is.
Beth. Her full name is Beth Ann. She introduced herself to me as Beth, and so that's how I know her. Her family all calls her Beth Ann, and for some reason they put it on her name tag or her apron there, but she goes by Beth.
I have to look for her next time we're in there.
But she's the cutest one there, so that's all you have to know. She'll stand right out. Intersection there when she works. She works Tuesday, Thursdays, and Fridays.
Well, I appreciate you helping me get into work here. I'm sitting here in the spot, so I'm going to say 7-3. You enjoy the rest of your day, and hopefully I can catch you, what, Thursday evening or Friday morning? KN4 TFW.
Good to hear you, and I hope you have a wonderful day, and try to stay off of that rough asphalt out there. Don't fall in the hole. KN4 TFW, N4ZLK.